It is straight up at 8 o'clock, Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, keeping one eye on the World Cup. Halftime of the Croatia-Brazil game still tied at zero. Welcome to the Morning Show. We do each and every Friday, it's Chamber Chat. We welcome this morning Joelle Padue with the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. A very good morning to you, Joelle. How are you today?
Ed.
It's so great to see you.
It's good to see you. It's Friday.
Right? Yes, yes. And has it been a long week for you?
I guess.
You guys are always busy. You guys are always busy.
We're very busy next week.
Right.
And we're taking the last week of December off, so that's exciting.
Right. All right. Well, congratulations there on getting some time to maybe do some, do something on your own there. And by the way, you have volunteered to do an hour of hosting during the takeover week.
Yes.
I'm excited to see your playlist. I'm excited to
hear
your music.
January 20th.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Can't wait. Are you excited? Do you have your playlist set yet?
Oh, I've been looking through. I need my husband to look it over and make sure I'm picking the right songs.
All right. Okay. You'll do great. It'll be a great hour. We're really looking forward to hearing from. And we are thanking you for being involved in it and helping the radio station raise some money that day. You brought some friends with you. Danielle and Shannon are with Ritual Refill. Welcome to both of you. How are you this morning?
Thank you. Good.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. It turns out that I may have coached Shannon several years ago in soccer, in ASO soccer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
So
do you remember me as a nice, calm coach or as the angry kind of guy that would scream on the side? How do you remember me as a coach?
Very calm, right. Meditating on the sideline.
Well, I like that. Thank you. Thank you. I slipped her $20 before she walked
opposite.
Into the room. I'm intense, and I can get intense. So tell us about Ritual Refill. What exactly is it? Where are you located? What are we doing there?
So we're located at 900 North Coast Highway, so in North Laguna. And so essentially we have refillable home goods and body products. The whole concept is to cut back on single-use plastic,
right,
and live like a little more of a low-waste lifestyle.
Fantastic. Now, when you go somewhere and you see absolute waste with plastics, and does that just drive you crazy?
Yeah, it does. But it's also like the world we live in. So our idea is like cutting back where you can.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us the type of items that we can see there.
So we have everything from body wash, shampoo, conditioner,
laundry detergent, cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
So I would go in with something I had purchased from you previously. I'd go in with that refillable bottle and you would refill it with a shampoo or a...
Yeah, or you can bring in your own. Like say you already have a container that you can reuse,
right.
Whether it be ceramic, plastic, glass, you can bring that in. We also offer a discount when you bring back your containers or you bring one in of your own.
That's this is a fantastic concept, by the way. What a great idea this is. Tell me about when did you come up with this? How did you come up with it? What was the need for you to open up this?
Yeah, thing? So we didn't come up with the concept.
Okay.
The refill shops have been around for a while, right. But we both love the idea and we would go like, we would drive like an hour away to go to our favorite refill shop. So we wanted to bring that concept here to Laguna and kind of create our own version of it.
Okay. And is it really just the body product? Can people refill water? For instance,
not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to have that.
All right.
Option.
All right. Is that a special licensing because it's partly food or is that how that works?
And like asking the landlords.
So if you're listening,
going through the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the city process and the licensing and all of that, the legal process would be the tough thing there.
Different.
Right now we have like a 3-gallon that we're like, help yourself to some water when you come in if you want.
Right, right.
So our focus is more like home and like body products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we even have vintage too. Buying secondhand clothing is another great way to cut back on waste.
So you have vintage clothing there?
See, and
I'm
ceramics.
Into vintage clothing.
Yeah.
They had a clothing swap one time.
Right.
I loved it. I literally have the body wash, the shampoo, the laundry detergent. I'm in there way too much. They have tea.
Oh.
Yeah, you can refill like tea products. They have like other goods from, people around the area that like make
local artists.
Yeah, we even have art on the walls from local artists like Coyote Woodwork, Jesse Miller.
Oh, very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, so the the shampoos, is it one product of shampoo? Is it just like one shampoo I can choose from, or do you have several types of shampoos?
So we try to keep several options for each product and item. So whether it be unscented, and then you're like typical like lavender or whatever the case may be too. Just because people are like sensitive to scent, or
right.
We also have essential oils. So say you get something unscented, you can even add your own essential oils and make your own blend.
Right. Do people ever bring like a container in and you go, let me get you a new container. This one's a little dusty.
We just wash our hands.
It's usually fine. Yeah. We do ask that when you do bring your container, it is cleaned out. It is dry. That way the product that you're getting from us is the best and it's really able to shine. Right. And our ingredients are clean, non-toxic, cruelty-free. So you don't want to blend those in with something that you're trying to switch away from.
Right. And how do you charge per container? If someone brings in different sized containers, do you charge per the ounce, or how does this work?
Yeah, so we weigh out your container first. And then once we refill the product, we weigh it again and subtract the weight of the original container. So you're only paying for the product.
Okay. All right. And generally affordable, comparable to where how I'd find it in the store in a totally wasteful container?
So we try and be as competitive, I guess you could say, with pricing as we can.
Right.
There are some things. We also try to have something for everyone too, right? So we have something like the multiple items, like you're asking. We have something on the lower side, and then we have something on the higher side for someone that's looking to splurge a little bit if they want.
Right.
Not saying that they're not as good. They're obviously just as good, but it all comes down to like we do carry really small brands that are kind of like a one woman, a one man show.
Right.
So it also depends on like price wise too.
Right. And how do you find your vendors? How do you research and decide that a product is the correct product for you?
I think in the beginning, it was a lot of just products that we liked and we used ourselves. And then as we've grown, we kind of just try to do a lot of research, and we look at similar stores too and see what brands do well for them. But it is hard to find brands that offer bulk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And
that are clean too.
Yeah.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I have to throw out there, our customers have been really amazing too. And they're always throwing out suggestions.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't talk.
We have like a suggestion box.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah,
so. Not a literal one.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And where do you see yourselves in the next year? What kind of products would you be looking to get that you don't currently have? Or what are you working on right now that you're really, that'll help you out in the future?
So I feel like we go back and forth, but I personally think creating our own products would be really amazing, and really focusing on that, because I think that'd set us apart. I don't know if that's like the same.
Yeah, idea. We've always talked about that.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be in the next year or in the...
What would be the challenge there? What's the challenge to creating your own products?
We're really picky.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. I think that's a really good thing.
And finding like manufacturers that have the same like values as us,
right,
and are only putting clean ingredients in there. So that's like a whole other project in itself.
Yeah.
But we currently have almost like 50 refillable options.
Okay.
Which, fun fact too, when we opened our doors actually last February, we only had 10 refills, basically, just like essentials, and have over, 45, 50 refills now.
We're running out of shelf space.
Yeah.
So, I first of all, I'm struck by how great this idea is. I love the idea. Will you be tying yourselves into other environmental causes, maybe, and getting the word out about your shop at beach cleanups and kelp cleanups like we do?
Yeah, so we've done a few beach cleanups ourselves. We've talked to the Mammal Center in the Canyon about doing some kind of give back thing. So we're in the process of kind of figuring out what that looks like for us.
Right.
Yeah, it's just us too also. So we have like a long list of things we want to do, and we just try to tackle like a couple each month.
Like being on your radio station was one of them. We manifested that one, I think, for ourselves.
This is really cool. And by the way, you're welcome back anytime.
As
your business grows, we want to help. We want to be there as
we'll
you grow.
Update.
I'm not kidding. Please come on in and give us more updates. Have you since February, Are there products where you've thought, well, not that it's not moving well, but it really, it doesn't meet our values. It doesn't meet our value system. And you've had to like realign yourselves with other products of that same kind?
I think so. I think a lot of brands that we use are small themselves too. So they go through changes that sometimes, whether the product's not balanced enough or they're going through a new manufacturer. So there's definitely been a few products that we've gone through. I wouldn't say a lot.
Like we're still figuring out what works best in the store and
right.
And customer feedback.
Right. Yeah.
The soap's not like foaming up enough or, you know, whatever the case may be. So
right. I don't like the scent. There's any right, whatever.
Yeah. But that's a rare.
Yeah, everyone is picky or like has right. their own preference. Likes.
The cool part though about their shop is every time I walk in, there's something new. They like change it around or they move things around and like the vibe is really cool.
Right.
So it like feels like homey when you walk in and you're like very welcomed.
Right. Well, I get that impression from them sitting right here. I get that impression of how cool it might be and what a cool vibe that they carry with them. I know that now, from now on, they've got to have the radio station playing on when you walk into the shop.
That's
and
that, the that, truth.
That'll enhance, that's got to enhance the vibe between 7 and 10 a.m., for God's sakes. So as you look at how's business, I think my question is how's business and how can the community help? Is there a social media presence for you?
Yeah, we have social media.
Instagram's probably like our biggest.
Yeah. Business has been really good. I think just continuing to spread the word, tell your friends, come in.
Right. Bring your friends in.
Yeah, bring your friends in.
And is there a website?
We do have a website.
Give us the website address.
It's just theritualrefill.com.
Okay. And eventually, maybe down the road, delivery service?
We're trying to work on that. Yeah, right. We're trying to see what that looks like. We're playing around with it.
Okay. It is just the two of you now.
Yeah, we do it for our neighbors.
Okay.
I live on Canyon Acres, so I just tell all my neighbors, leave your bottles out, and I'll come swing by and pick them up and fill them up for you. And she does the same.
Yeah, we'll do delivery like when people ask for it. Like we try to kind of promote it, but it's not like our main focus.
Yeah.
But we also are online, and we offer like free in-store pickup too, so you don't have to pay for shipping.
That is fantastic. It's called Ritual Refill. It's at 900 North Coast Highway. Landmarks near you, not the corner of
Wave and PCH.
Wave. I lived on Wave for 10 years. So you're there, right by the little dog food store, right?
Pet store.
Oh yeah.
Pet supply. Yep. Your Husky Boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's usually like the landmark that people are like. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you're next to Husky Boy. Yeah. So lots of lunches at Husky Boy for you guys, or are you trying to stay away?
Usual French fries.
Yeah, we're not gonna lie. Are we kidding?
Here, fill up this bag of fries for me again, will you? All right. Joelle, what's happening with the chamber here? What do we got over the next couple of weeks?
I have a lot of save the dates, but save the date for February 2nd is their ribbon cutting. They're celebrating 1 year.
We'll be there.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Coming up is January, save the dates. Right. So January 4th, we have our board installation.
Okay.
Tickets are online. It's going to be at C'est La Vie. So that will be really cool. We have open for construction, which will be at Mozambique. That's with the city. So any questions about building, it's also online.
What date is that?
The 17th.
Okay, January 17th is open for construction?
Yes.
All right.
Wednesday the 18th is new member meet and greet, and then a whole bunch of ribbon cuttings. So January 5th is Only Nails.
Okay.
January 12th is Jedediah.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
And we've got them coming in studio soon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In January.
Yeah.
No, next week.
I think it's next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
And then Merca Babe, the 19th.
All right.
And then we have a possible one the following January. All right.
Danielle and Shannon's ribbon cutting, it's going to be the best.
There might be a party afterwards.
Yeah, we're going to do like our 1 year party sitch too, so.
Okay. Will you be using a ribbon that was previously cut? I think that's the question.
We'll find something.
All right, give us your web address again. Let everybody know where you are, maybe a phone number to get in touch with you. And I really want our listeners to be visiting you often. So.
Yeah, it's just theritualrefill.com. And our Instagram is just @ritualrefill.
Okay. Shannon, Danielle, Ritual Refill, 900 North Coast Highway. Joelle, I can't thank you enough for coming in this morning. I'm really looking forward to your, playlist musically too.
So
this is going to be a lot of fun. Chamber Chat this morning. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. That was a lot of fun. 8:15 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.